Today, we'd like to see the title of Move to Jerusalem in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 11, verses 1 to 47, as we listened to the man's reading the entire chapter. To online words of people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3. Therefore, all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king of Israel according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. When did this event occur? And what characteristic of David can we see? Question 2, in verse 18. So the three broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, David would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. Why did not David drink it, but pour it out to the Lord? And what characteristics of David can we see? Last question 3 in verse 21. Of the three, he was more honored than the other two men. Therefore, he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first three. What does it mean in light over David's mighty servants? David, anointed as a king by Samuel around a teenage, maybe 18 years old. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 10, thus Jesse, the father of David, made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen this. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remained yet the youngest, and there he is, keeping the sheep. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him, David, in the midst of his brothers, seven brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. So David, around 18 years old or 19 years old, he received anointed as a king by Samuel. David had ruled only Judah in Hebron for over 7 years, and he, 37 years old, was able to rule not only Judah, southern nation, but also Israel, the northern nation in Jerusalem. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, David was 30 years old when he began to reign. So 18 years old, he was anointed as a king by Samuel, but he was able to reign only southern nation, Judah, at 30 years old. And he reigned totally 40 years. In Hebron, David reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, he reigned 33 years of all Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom. Then all Israel came together to David at Hebron. So all Israel ruled by Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, supported by Abner, who covenanted to submit all Israel secretly to David. Then Abner slayed by Joab, the chief captain of David. Ishbosheth also assassinated by his two soldiers. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 12. Then Abner sent messengers on his behalf to David, saying, "Whose is the land?" And saying also, "Make your covenant with me, and indeed my hand shall be with you to bring all Israel, the northern kingdom, to you." Then 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 6. And they came, they meaning Ishbosheth, two military servants, came there and all the day in the house as though to get wet. And they stabbed him in the stomach. Then Rechab and Benar, his brother, escaped. So Rechab, Benar, two military servants for Ishbosheth. So now northern king Ishbosheth was killed. Also, northern chief captain was killed. Abner also killed. Then all Israel came together, which meaning all Israel elders came together to David. At that time, the king of a southern nation, Judah. Also, in time past, even when Saul was a king, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in. And the Lord your God said to you, "You shall shepherd or feed my people Israel." My people Israel is the northern kingdom, and be ruler of my people Israel, the northern kingdom. Verse 3, therefore all the elders of Israel, the northern kingdom, came to the king at Hebron. Hebron is the capital city of a southern kingdom, Judah, where David ruled at that time. David made a covenant with them, them meaning the elders of the northern kingdom Israel, at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed, the elders of the northern kingdom Israel anointed David king of Israel in addition to the northern kingdom. Therefore, David was able to reign all united Israel, including Judah and Israel, according to the of the Lord by Samuel. The northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, Judah, now was ruled by David. David waited for the king of all United Kingdom of Israel from his anointed king by Samuel much more than 20 years. So here we can see David's patience or long-suffering. So that is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit is a singular form, is love. Love can describe in many derivatives. Joy, peace, long-suffering right here. Long-suffering, patience. So David had waited for about 20 years to reign all united Israel since Samuel anointed David as the king to rule over all united Israel. So here we can see David's long-suffering character or patience character. So we should wait for God's will in his time. So that example, Yale facility. So we have been waiting for two workers to begin the Bible study for Yale facility in Hemet over 1 year in God's time. So in we should learn, you know, David's characters, long suffering, or patience. Verse 4. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem. So now the capital city was transferred from Hebron to Jerusalem. Jerusalem, which was the northeast of Hebron, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were the inhabitants of the land. But the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, "You shall not come in here." Nevertheless, David took the castle of a giant that is called the latter, the city of David. Now David said, "Whoever attacks the Jebusite first shall be chief and captain." And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went up first and became chief. So chief and captain of David's mighty man is Joab. So about 100 mighty servants in this chapter. So Joab was the first captain. Then David dwelt in the stronghold, therefore they called it the city of David. Verse 8, and he built the city around it from the Millo. Later, Solomon built the house for his wife, the daughter of Pharaoh. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 24. Pharaoh's daughter came up from the city of David to her house, which Solomon had built for her. Then he built the Millo. So Millo, the city of David, is closed within Jerusalem. Joab repaired the rest of the city of David. So David went on and became great because the Lord of hosts was with him. That's the secret of his greatness, David's greatness. So consciousness of God's presence is essential for God to make you great. You should obey God over his words. For example, the Saul the king destroyed God's word because God's word specifically destroyed Amalek utterly. But the 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 26. Samuel said to Seth, "I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king of Israel." Because Saul the king saved a very beautiful ship, you know, from Amalek, although God, you know, destroyed, you know, all, you know, Amalek belonging, you know, everything. But the Saul said, "I reserved a beautiful share to make an offering to God." But Samuel said, "Obedience is more important than the offering." Verse 10, now these were the heads of the mighty servants whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, with all Israel. Here, all Israel, which means including Judah, to make him king according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty servants whom David had: Jashobeam, the son of Hakmonite. So here, chief of the captains, he had lifted up his spear against 300 enemies killed by him at one time. So he killed 300 men at one time. So Jashobeam, really top guy. Also, verse 12. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of three mighty men. He was David and Pasdamim. Now there the Philistines were gathered for battle, and there was a piece of ground full of barley. So barley field there. So the people of Israel fled from the Philistines from the field of barley, but they which meaning Eleazar and Eleazar's soldiers with David stationed themselves in the middle of a death field of a valley, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. When Philistines came, the people of Israel ran away from the field of barley, but Eleazar and his soldiers and David stayed there. And here we can see Eleazar had no fear of a Philistine's enemy. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, there is no fear in love, agape love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. So fear of a human being shall have snares, but fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Verse 15, now three of the 30 chief men went down to the rock to David. This is a very the strong, mighty servant for David, so 30. But over there, you know, three of 30 chief men, probably so far Joab, Jashiboam, and Eleazar. So called as the first three, into cave of Adullam, an army of the Philistine encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. Bethlehem was David's hometown. David was born in Bethlehem. He grew up in his childhood. So David missed the water of the well of Bethlehem. David said with longing or missing, oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. So the first three mighty servants, Joab, Jashoboam, and Eleazar, broke through the camp of Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it, brought it to David. Nevertheless, David would not drink it. Why not? But poured it out to the Lord. That is verse 19, because at the risk of their lives, they brought the water. That's why David could not drink it. So here we can see David's love over brothers in Christ to his servants. So love it. And poured it out to the Lord. That meaning David made a drink offering to God. Here we can see David's love of God. So love of brothers and the love of God. We can see two characters. One is the love of brothers, because David treated his military servant as brothers in the Lord. So love of his brother, and the other one is poured it out to the Lord. So which meaning made a drink offering to God. So love of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 10, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. So we can see this kind of brotherly love. Genesis chapter 35, verse 14, so Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him. God talked with him. A pillar of a stone, Bethel, and he poured a drink offering on it, drink offering to God. He poured oil on it. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Here, before disciples' the instant death. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand, is very close, to go to heaven or to die, to be martyred. Here, Paul said drink offering. Drink offering, really, entire heart, you know, given to God, you know, that kind of symbol. So, therefore, we see, you know, David's heart to love God. Verse 19, and he said, David said, for be it from me, O my God, that I should do this, shall I drink the blood of these men, these military servants, who have put their lives in jeopardy, for at the risk of their lives they brought it. Therefore, he could not drink it. These things were done by the three mighty men. Then verse 20. Now the second three of mighty men for David, Abishai, the brother of Joab, was the chief of another three. That's the second level three, not first three. He had lifted up his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. Of the three, he was more honored than the other two men. Therefore, he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first three. So the first three indicate Joab, Jashobam, Eleazar. So which meaning the second three. Verse 22, Benaiah was the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man or courageous man from Kabaziah, who had done many deeds. He had killed two lions like heroes of Moab. So Moabites were killed by Benaiah. He also had gone down and killed the actual lion too in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of a great height, 5 cubits tall, 1 cubit, 18 inches, or 46 centimeters, therefore 7.5 feet. So really, Benaiah killed giant Egyptian. In the Egyptian's hand, how he killed? In the Egyptian's hand, there was a spear like a weaver's beam, big, huge spear, and he went down to him with a staff, wrested the spear out of the Egyptian hand. So take it out, that spear, and killed him with that spear. Verse 24. These things of Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did, and won a name among three mighty men, so which means the second three. Indeed, he was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the first three, and David appointed him over his guard. So David appointed him for David's personal guard. Then verse 26 up to 47, more than 45 named the mighty man for David are listed. But see, verse 34 and 42, not named mighty men, just number 34 said, the sons of Hashem, so no named list, just the sons of Hashem, two or more. So then here, another one, 42, Adina, the son of Caesar, the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him. So just number 30. Then we are see verse 41, Uriah, the Hittite. Uriah was the husband of Bathsheba, who later became the mother of Solomon, right here. So 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 3. So David sent and inquired about the woman, and someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittites?" So here is Uriah's came out. Let's see each question answer in verse 3. Therefore, all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king of Israel according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. When did this event occur? Almost 20 years later from anointed king to rule all Israel by Samuel. What characteristic of David can we see? David's long-suffering, patience to wait for God's time, wait for his time to accomplish his word. Question 2 in verse 18. So the three brokers, the first three brokers through the camp of the Philistines drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, David would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. Why did not David drink it? So verse 19 says, for the risk of life, the three military men took the water. That's why he was not able to drink it, showing David's love over his servants as a brotherly lover in God, and poured it out to the Lord. So David made a drink offering to God. So here we see David's heart to love God. So two characteristics we can see. One is the love of brother, the other one, love of God. Question 3, in verse 21, of the three, he was more honored than the other two men, therefore he became their captain or their chief. However, he did not attend to the first three. What does it mean in light of David's mighty man? So first three, then is the other, you know, soldiers are there, then the second three had. So which meaning this guy belonged to the second three head, not belong to the first three head. Okay, let's just sing song all together. Page 2, number 3.